So I was born on a military base in Japan to Filipino parents. And that was my childhood. I was this foreign kid living in these different countries that weren't my own. And I was living on these military bases that were meant to be like living in the US, except they felt like bootlegged copies. They weren't the real thing. And in all of that, I felt like I wasn't the real thing. So like any foreign kid, you see that you're different, but you don't have the words of how it made you feel. And I felt like that setup really amplified that. Like it amped up that disconnection even more. And so, you're aware of the fact that you're just how much you're just so out of place, and you just can't turn it off. And so when I was younger and I had these slumber parties, I really remember that my friends would find it so weird that we would eat these red sausages for breakfast. And I felt so much pressure to hide the fact that that was like one of my favorite things that I would, love waking up to. And I felt very conflicted to be emotionally attached to a piece of food. We ate rice with everything, and we ate with our hands, and we dosed everything with this, like this smelly fish sauce. And nobody understood that, but that was home life. And being lost and being hyper aware stuck with me as we moved around a lot. So I lived in a lot of bases in Italy and Japan, and I can tell you all of them look the same. So just imagine just like these very big, vanilla, bland buildings and this standard NEX, which for us was like our super mall. And I always wondered why that was. Like, did the people who had designed these bases, did they know just how much anxiety I felt, or just how unsettling it was just to, pick up and move every 4 years? And the fact that, like, did they design all these bases to be copies of each other? Was like that, was that their gift to me? Like, giving me this, space or the sense of familiarity. Sorry. But the one thing that they couldn't copy was the people. You were always surrounded by good company with people who also live these very confused different walks of life. And we all share this blurred sense of being and this blurred sense of place. But while that was comforting, it was also, you can also feel a lot of sense of nostalgia. So all these people who are missing America and my folks who are missing their home country. And when we could, me and my family would visit the Philippines like a summer here and there. And like my family grew up in these like really big families, and every time we would come visit, you were just overloaded with so much love and like hyper enthusiasm every visit. I felt a lot of chaos. So, when we visit, there was like a lot of dirt in the air. And also, when I would shower, it would be with buckets. And I was this kid who loved taking long showers. And I would be, so bothered and upset that I would have to wash up really quickly before the water got cold. And just seeing that contrast between what I saw in the Philippines with what I grew up with, Italy and Japan, I just felt like I felt a lot of chaos. And I felt very distracted by and trapped by this chaos that I kind of like shut off from, the soul and the heart that my culture really wanted to give me. And even when we weren't there, that chaos still followed me. And the way that I shut off in those visits, it replayed again in the moments when my parents tried to share with me who they were. So when my mother would tell me how lucky I was that I didn't have to lose my father the way that she did at 14. And when my grandmother, who lost everything and she was only left with a food stand to raise my mother and her five siblings, or how proud my father was when he graduated, but because he lived without his parents or his brothers and sisters all his life, that once he graduated, no one attended and he had no one to celebrate it with. And so remembering, experiencing everyone else's nostalgia, people who were missing America and my family who are missing the Philippines, I just remember feeling so empty, not knowing what it was like to have that deep connection with either of those, you know, those countries or those places of home. And so in being so young, it just, it felt so difficult to know how to make sense of it or to even understand what that loss of connection really meant to me. And so I just kind of tuck it away by, you know, finding comfort in anything but myself. So that kind of took a different form when I moved to the United States, and I was, you know, I moved here for college. I was 18, but that hyper awareness just never went away. And so there was less people who had a blurred, there were less people who had a blurred sense of self and who had less confusing walks of life. And it was replaced with more communities who had a strong sense of place and who knew where they were because of that. And that contrast felt like chaos for me again. And so when people couldn't make sense of me, they would always ask, where are you from? And then I would always have to clarify, is it where I lived or where I grew up in, or was it my ethnicity? And whichever way they asked, whichever way they answered, I would say, I'm Filipino or I'm from Japan. And then I started recognizing these different reactions of connections to these different pieces that I would share to myself. And people perked up when I talked about Japan, but then they would look away and cringe from me being Filipino. And in a weird sense, that was a falsely liberating and empowering thing to have, to be able to decide which pieces of myself felt like belonging. And so, you know, that gray area became like a loophole. I mean, is it really hiding, or was it just something, you know, I just didn't have to commit to? And so a lot of ignorant years with harnessing kind of that make-believe power, it followed me when I came to Baltimore for work. And in short term, I worked on a lot of immigrant cases where I had to verify pieces of who these beneficiaries said they were. And these cases each became like puzzles where every one of them hid something unexpected. And I had to see the person behind the technical mess and connect with this abstract being by searching for the why. And so I can't really remember all the details of the cases, but this one in particular required me to look up the rules of what it means for somebody, what their citizens that they got if they were born in a different country. And so I found that host countries decide what citizens you are or who you are based on soil or by blood. And so if you were born in the U.S., you're a natural born. So that means that you were born by soil. But if you were born in a different country, even if you were born on a military base, they get to choose whether you're a citizen based on their soil or by your blood. So blood being as, you know, what your parents were. So curious, I looked up what that meant for Japan, and I found that it was by blood. It was based by blood. So being born on a military base in Japan to my Filipino parents, who I was always based by blood. And for all the nuances for being in between and for never feeling like you fully belonged anywhere, I was always that one thing that I was pushing away. So this time I just sat with it. Thank you.